We're in Siman Tov Mem Dalad, Sif Aleph. The Ramah comments, "Medinos Elush, Eino Agen Lachol Matzah Ashira." By us, we have the minhag not to eat Matzah Ashira on Pesach, and therefore we wouldn't eat it on Erev Pesach after Chatzos either. We would consider it to be Chametz, so we can't use this for Shal Shudas. Ikaim Suda Shalishas Mina Peres Obasar V'Dagim. So for Shal Shudas on Erev Pesach Chalios V'Shabbos, you should use fruit or fish or meat. As the Mishnah Berurah explains earlier in Hilchos Shabbos, we learn that there are different shitas as to what you need to fulfill, what can you use to fulfill the mitzvah of Shal Shudas. So B'Shas Adchak, in this situation, you can rely on those who say that you can use fish or meat or even fruit. If you are using fish or meat or fruit, the Mishnah Berurah says that you can do that even after the 10th hour, because we said you just can't have a meal after the 10th hour on Erev Pesach. But still, you should try not to eat so much, because we don't want you to be able to eat the matzah later on when you have an appetite. The Achronim also write that it's the best thing to do is to actually split up the morning meal of Shabbos into two meals. Use bread, actual chametz, for each of those meals, because there are some who say that you can fulfill Shal Shudas in that way, even before the sixth hour. This is what the Vilna Gaon says to do in this situation, but you'd have to be able to split up the meals. You can't just sit there, eat your meal, bench, wash again, and eat your meal. You have to do something, whether it be take a walk or something like that. The poskim discuss how long of a break it has to be. Chronim say that you can't, that when you take that walk or something like that, something to split it up. Some say it has to be the amount of time that it takes to walk for Amos. Some say 15 minutes. Chazanish said a half hour. So different opinions how to do it, but that's what many have the minhag of doing, of just splitting up that morning meal into two. Obviously, anything we're going to be doing is a bidyevet situation because it's a shas adchak, because we're really stuck. That is what the minhag of many is. Another thing that people say to do is to use cook matzah, because cook matzah, since you can't use that for the mitzvah of Leil HaSeder, so it wouldn't fall into the category of something which you're not able to eat on Erev Pesach, because of the minhag not to eat the Isser, Durabana, not to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So others say that that's what you should do. You should eat cook matzah for those meals. Siv Beis Tov, Levar Erev Shabbos Kodem Chatzos. It's best to burn the chametz when you burn it on Erev Shabbos. You should burn it before Chatzos, even though really you can burn it all day because it's not Erev Pesach. The reason is Kedesh Levo Litos V'Shar Shanim Levar Chatzos. So we don't want people to get confused and then the next year not do it at the appropriate time. V'Yom Shabbos Yevat Lenu, and on Shabbos you do another bittel. Siv Gimel Ein Mevashlin LeShabbos. You don't bake or cook anything that the chametz could get stuck to the pots. The Ramah adds, "Vim aver ubishel." If you did, v'machal davar b'kedayr, and it gets stuck to the pots, yashal lekancho, you can't scrape it off. Yishal dicho ma'at lahavir chametz, so you could wash it a little bit. You're really not supposed to wash the pots because it's not letzorech Shabbos, because you're not going to use those pots again. But in this situation, we would say that even though it's not Tzorech Shabbos, B'diavad will allow it because of the Isser Chametz. But if you could have a non-Jew do it, that's better to do instead. And the minhag is, when you cook for Erev Pesach Chalios B'Shabbos, what you normally do is actually cook in your Pesach Kelim. So you would have your bread, and that's it. And then the food that you're going to eat for the meals, you would cook in your actual Pesach Kelim, so you don't run into any of these issues. And the only Chametz you're going to eat is that little bit of Chametz for Lechem Mishnah. Siv Dalid, Achash Achal B'Shabbos Asuda Shachris, after eating your morning meal on Shabbos, Yinar Hamapa Shenachl Bav, Yikanech HaKaras Batzbo, you should shake out the tablecloth and scrape off the plates, V'itminei Mina'ayin, Imshar Kli Chametz, and put those kelim away. V'imnishar Pas, if some bread is left over, Yachol Lidno Leini Yehudi Almanashol Alatzeis B'Lishus Arabim, you can give it to a non-Jew as a gift, so you no longer own it, but you also have to tell him not to carry it into Rishus Arabim, because then he's doing malacha for you. Derecha Rama, V'davar Mu'ad, as long as it's a little bit. But if it's a lot, then it's clear that you're giving it to him in order to take out into Rishus HaRabim, and that would be a problem. But that's how you would get rid of any leftover chametz.